last, the big screen comes of age with a story they said could never be told. Never before such scenes of torrid passion. Never before such a galaxy of stars. Sultry Graham Chapman as the slightly dedicated young intern, Dr. Dan Tendrill.
What is it, Doctor?
I'm not sure, but I think it's Beethoven's Fifth.
Featuring rugged, husky Marty Feldman as iron-fisted rancher Rock Thunderclap. Who is this man? Women throw themselves at him. Women worship him, drawn by the strange animal power they can sense in him. He is brutal, he is ruthless, and he is all man.
Yes, but I'm not a fanatic about it.
Springing to lusty life from the pages of Vernon M. Gloat's bestseller, A Boy's First Book of Cuttlefish, Rediffusion humbly and lasciviously presents, at last, the 1948 show. At last, the motion picture epic they said could never be made. Winner of 300 Oscars and two fingers of the Golden Palm at Cannes. Wandering out of the pages of history, carving their way through the primeval mists of yesteryear, into your hearts they came. Tempestuous Tim Brooke Taylor as Private Truscott, and porcelain-featured John Cleese as the feckless Captain Ormsby Grip, worshipped by all his men.
I think I've cooked it this time, sir. I think I'm finally done for.
Try not to talk, Truscott.
Why not, sir?
Sounds so common.
Together, yet again, as never before, Rediffusion, the studios that gave you drama for sixth forms and the adventures of Twizzle, now bring you a story even more epic in its savage grandeur. At last, the 1948 show.
Swinton in a railway fish. She fell in a hurry into a pool car and never
returned. Anyway, the goat recovered, but the bishop.
Oh.